20,710 students have been matriculated to pursue basic post-diploma Bachelor of Education program by distance education at the various campuses of the University of Education, Winneba. The Institute of Educational Development and Extension of the Center for Distance Education is directly responsible for the program. Another report by correspondent Thomas Nsueji.
4,289 of the students have been matriculated to pursue the program in the northern sector, while the remaining 3,336 are for the southern sector. The Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Akosua Sabri Amiao, who administered the matriculation ceremony, asked the students to adopt positive attitude towards the program, aiming at improving the quality of their lives and make them functional. A total of 169 students were also matriculated to pursue diploma in basic education. The university offered admission for 25 fresh students to pursue postgraduate diploma in mentorship, out of which 14 were selected for the northern sector, with the rest for the southern sector. Professor Asafre Amiao explained that the studying by distance has the benefit of allowing the students to develop their career without having to leave their employment, their family, and other personal commitments as full-time on-campus academic program students do. Distance learning, he emphasized, has also the added advantage of flexibility of studying in one's own comfort and time because there are no strict timetable schedules. Professor Asabri Amiao noted that in spite of the number of numerous advantages, there are equally some challenges. They include absence of immediate peer group, learning in isolation, lack of face-to-face feedback from an instructor, absence of library and convenient places to study, as well as family and other social commitments. The Vice Chancellor said the university management has put in place a number of support services such as monthly face-to-face tutorial sessions, induction programs, and the provision of learner-friendly course books to aid tutorials at their convenience. He advised the students to carefully select appropriate learning strategies that could assist them to learn better and pass their final examination.
Thomas Nsueji reporting.